The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I thought I'd read you some Buddhist poetry. This particular poem is, I think it's basically called something like A Single Excellent Night. And this particular poem is actually found in four suttas. And in this, in many of the suttas, in several of the suttas, it starts something along the lines of two people talking about, do you remember that poem, The Single Excellent Night? No, I don't remember it. Well, let's go find somebody who remembers it so that we can hear it again. And the fact that this is repeated four times gives me the sense that this is a really good thing to remember. You know, this particular poem, that people were encouraged to memorize this poem. So I'll share it with you. It kind of encompasses the teachings. Let not a person revive the past or on the future build her hopes. For the past has been left behind and the future has not been reached. Instead, with insight, let her see each presently arisen state. Let her know that and be sure of this, invincibly, unshakably. Today the effort must be made. Tomorrow death may come. Who knows? No bargain with mortality can keep him and his hordes away. But one who dwells thus ardently, relentlessly, by day, by night, it is he, the peaceful sage has said, who has had a single excellent night. So there's a couple of reflections in here to just think on, reflect on, practice with. Let not a person revive the past. We do this over and over and over again, reviving the past through our thoughts. We think about the past and create these worlds that we live in. And it's amazing to me, actually, how powerful those worlds are, how real they seem. When my mind started getting more clear in the mindfulness, and I could recognize kind of the waking up into these revivals of the past, I found that the mind was, in that moment of waking up, there was a kind of confusion. It's like, what's true here? It's like the mind had so completely fallen into that world of reviving the past that it, in that split second of waking up, had confusion about, wow, is that really true? Oh, no, it's not true. That experience is over. That's not happening now. So the way our minds do this revival, when we're not aware of it, it's a very potent force. It's a very potent force in our minds. And so the practice is beginning to recognize that these thoughts are simply things arising in the present moment. That the creation, this creation of the past, this revival of the past, is happening now. That the past doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it actually never existed. There was something that happened, and it was the present at that point. So there's never a past. The past is never existing. The past is an idea. And the second line, or on the future build his hopes. And this is the projection into the future. And I think actually this, I was thinking this morning about this and realizing that I feel that this is a bit limited in what it expresses, because it implies in a way that the thoughts, the future thoughts, are about creating a fantasy, hoping about what will be. And I find equally much in my own future thoughts that they're about worrying about what might happen that I don't want to be. You know, kind of like trying to navigate the world such that things that, you know, kind of like envisioning 18 different future scenarios and trying to figure out how to not get the ones that I don't want. So I think we can include that in this on the future build his hopes. I guess it's the hopes of not having something, having the hopes of not having something happen. And this is actually, in some ways, even more disconnected from reality than reviving the past. Because in reviving the past, often we're going off of memories of things that actually happened and thinking about things that actually happened. With the future, we have no idea what will be coming. And we are simply creating things out of whole cloth. It's like just pure fabrication what comes into our minds about the future. We really have no clue. And when we pin our hopes on these fabrications, we are destined to, in most cases, we will suffer. We will suffer over these fabrications. And there are times when we need to move towards the future. I mean, I think that this is not saying that we should not plan, because we can't live as human beings without planning. But I think the key here is the pinning his hopes, that if the movement in the thoughts about the future has an agenda and a demand, in effect, that this has to happen, or I have to get rid of this thing, then we will suffer when the world works out in its own way and not necessarily in the way that we hope it to. So the third sentence, instead, with insight, let him see each presently arisen state. This is the whole of the practice. This is really all of the mindfulness practice condensed into one phrase. With insight, let him see each presently arisen state. Noticing what actually is happening. This is the expression used in many places in the Buddhist texts, is something along the translation of the term yathābhūta. Yathābhūta meaning things as they are. That we meet things as they are. What is actually happening in this present moment. And that includes the fact that what is happening perhaps in this present moment is a thought is arising about the past. With insight, letting him see each presently arisen state is recognizing that what is arising in the present moment is merely a thought about the past. So this moves into that seeing just that this is a constructed phenomenon in our minds, as opposed to believing it to have a reality that it doesn't possess. There is a reality to the thought. The reality to the thought is that it is a thought arising in the mind in the present moment. But that powerful way that our mind constructs a reality out of that thought, that happens out of delusion. that the mind is deluded. It's fooled by its own construct into believing its reality. And likewise with the future, similar kind of thing. So turning towards the present moment and recognizing moment to moment what is happening is the path towards letting go of those things that bind us to this wheel of suffering, to this wheel of wanting things to be other than they are. I'm going to read this poem again. I didn't quite get time to go through all the lines, but I've only got 1 minute, so I'm just going to read it again. Let not a person revive the past, or on the future build his hopes. For the past has been left behind, and the future has not been reached. Instead, with insight, let him see each presently arisen state. Let him know that, and be sure of it, invincibly, unshakably. Today the effort must be made. Tomorrow death may come, who knows? No bargain with mortality can keep her and her hordes away. But one who dwells thus ardently, relentlessly, by day, by night, it is her, the peaceful sage has said, who has had a single excellent night.